This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world at the speed of the Internet. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Now to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. A big special thank you for that. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, and all those snowplow and sander drivers that are gearing up for the big-time storms coming across here over the next several days out of the Pacific. Thank you for being ready. And we appreciate all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And joining us right now to start the week out, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, why, under God, why, Kyle?
Well, because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
And the reason I had you answer that is because I got a Facebook message from someone today who challenged why under God was in the Pledge of Allegiance. He said that there was no reason to have it there, that people should have their own personal preference, and if they don't want to say it, they don't have to, and this, that, and the other. Obviously, this person had a problem with it, but I'm telling you right now, it's in the Pledge of Allegiance, those two words, under God, and we are going to say them, aren't we?
Absolutely, every night.
Now, we have got a Navy secretary who is no longer the Navy secretary because the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, fired him over the SEAL controversy because the Navy brass was about ready to take the SEAL Trident away from Eddie Gallagher, and the president just went out of his way to pardon him and do what he did, and that should have been the end of it. But no. Some eloquent people in the Navy thought they were going to do something different, and as a result, no more Navy Secretary.
That's right. And now former Navy Secretary, is no more, essentially. And that's because, again, there was this controversy which led to the eventual pardoning by President Trump. And you're right that they wanted to, I think, take away his membership in the elite Navy SEALs. And so the president acted again.
Yeah. And this is not the first time something like this has happened. A little while ago, Matt Goldstein, the Green Beret special operator, who was also exonerated by the president, the Army was talking about taking away his coveted Green Beret pin, special operations pin, and they said, nope, not going to happen. They backed off before the Navy did, but the Navy, for some reason, maybe it's the white uniforms they wear, huh?
Right. Well. Again, you know, the president, any president, is given the ability to pardon. essentially because the president is the one person in the federal government who has the ability to say a wrong has been done or something was carried too far, and they alone have the ability to reverse that. And when they do that, one would think that it's just reversed and life goes on.
Yeah. Now, the United States commander of CENTCOM got on the horn today, and apparently General Kenneth McKenzie, who's the head of military central command, said that Iran's past behavior and what they've been doing lately is troubling, and it looks like as if they may be building up to do something in the Middle East. What the something may be, nobody knows, but he's also urged all the regional partners like Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Iraq, and Oman to work closely together with Washington to make sure that in the event there is an attack of some sort by Iran, that they are prepared to sound the alarm and the cavalry will come running.
Exactly right. And certainly when a warning like this is issued, it's not issued lightly. You know, we always expect rogue actors, rogue countries like Iran to be up to something. But in this case, Captain, I think that we're seeing the culmination of the sanctions, which have been having a very, very huge impact on Iran, to wit the recent gasoline prices doubling, the
problem. And the protests in the street of Iraq, or Iran, rather.
Exactly.
Yep.
And they don't know quite what to do. So,
right.
So what I would say, at least at this point, and only knowing what we know so far, is that possibly the Iran mullahs, the ruling mullahs, they want to try to flip the script somehow, and we've got to stay tuned.
Well, here's one thing to think about. Back on September the 14th, Iran sponsored an attack on the Saudi Arabian oil facilities, remember?
Right, right.
And it's possible we could see something else like that again. But in the meantime, there would be action more than likely taken against Iran over something like this by perhaps Saudi Arabia or maybe another country. Maybe it could be, like I say, the United Arab Emirates. It could be Qatar. It could be Lebanon. It could be Jordan, whatever.
Well, exactly, and I think what's driving this is desperation, and so you never know what can happen, so obviously that kind of warning carries a big significance.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. It is a Monday morning, and it's kind of cool around the countryside here in Florida. Temperatures are dropping tonight, but it's going to get cooler tomorrow night and the night after. But up north, we'll be talking when we come back a little bit about the weather there, because you are about to get a big, monstrous snowstorm coming across the Sierra Nevadas and the northern and southern part, moving east. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, who is hanging on my telephone right now. I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain of any type, if you've got arthritis pain, which is what I have, arthritis, if you have back pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, maybe you got knee pain, or you've got ankle pain or foot pain or just general pain, here's the deal. Let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start program right away. It's only $19.95. And it's helped many people, including yours truly, your humble radio host. I've been taking it now for 3 years and 8 months, coming up on 3 years and 9 months. And it's worked for me. It started working for me in about the second week of use. Now, all you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, you'll see a little tutorial, a little video, about 90 seconds or so long, that'll tell you about Relief Factor. It's all natural, no narcotics in it. It will definitely take care of your problems. It'll tell you what you take and how you take it. $19.95 plus shipping and handling to get it to you. Be there in about 2 or 3 days. Shipping and handling is around $5 or $6 extra, which is to be expected because that is the way it is, right? So, relieffactor.com/captain is the place to go. Relieffactor.com/captain. Get on the 3-week quick start and see if it doesn't work for you. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Devin Nunes, apparently, according to reports that are leaking out there by the Schiff people or somebody in the Democratic Party, are saying he will be the next the next victim or the next, if you will, target of Adam Schiff.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. And I think Devin Nunes is going to be taking to task some of these different reports. You know, one wonders.
While he's suing them.
Well, exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right. And one wonders, you know, as we watch all of this unfold, if the Democrat elite, in this case Adam Schiff and his cohorts, if they really believe that they can't go a bridge too far on all these things. In other words, are they just trying to go for some kind of all-round, massive victory against Republicans? But I don't see that's really going to happen. We saw what Devin Nunes was able to do in these Adam Schiff hearings, and quite frankly, I don't want to say bring it on, but it seems like at some point, you've got to stand up and go toe to toe, and I think that's what Nunes is going to do.
Now, the other thing that happened yesterday, there was quite a bit of political news going on yesterday, along with some other things in the news. But the political news yesterday, the big deal was Michael Bloomberg announced that he was going to run for president. And all 37 people in the Democratic Party are applauding right now.
That's exactly right. Well, Michael Bloomberg, that's right. He is now confirmed that he's going to be running for president in 2020. And as I recall the other day, he was going to launch some kind of anti-Trump advertising campaign. And he's got the money to do it, obviously. I saw one quote about Michael Bloomberg. You know, he doesn't have to take these contributions and he can't be
bought. He's not going to take any contributions.
That's right. And so somehow he can't be bought. But at the same time, though, he really wants to take away your guns and your thirsty 2-ouncer, soda from
your Slurpee and the big gulp.
The big gulp. That's right. And so he certainly wants to do those things. And quite frankly, I mean, if he's on the national stage, I don't know how that's going to play. I don't know how it's going to play in the primaries. I don't see that he's somehow the alternative candidate now to the other unelectable candidates out there. And also, Captain, I'll just say this, in that Michael Bloomberg already is falling into what I call the Trump trap.
Yeah.
Yeah, his whole thing is going to be about Donald Trump. He should be trying to take on the other candidates because he's got, number one, he's got to make up ground. He's got to get the nomination, but it's all anti-Trump. So I wonder if he's really believing that he's actually going to get the nomination and then win the election.
Well, he might be able to buy his way in there. Maybe he'll give Happy Meals to all the voters.
Right.
He's talking about spending $100 million, $15 to $20 million in the battleground states, which is my state's one of them, in each one of those states. And I don't know, Kyle. I think he'll be lucky to come in third.
Exactly. And again, he can sort of buy his way into the election, but at the same time, this is one of those cases where, great, you want to talk about records? Let's talk about Michael Bloomberg in New York.
Perfect. And there's another issue at stake here. How old is Mr. Bloomberg?
As far as I know, he's 77 years old.
And if Joe Biden's having trouble at what, 75?
He's 75, right.
Then why wouldn't you think that Mr. Bloomberg might have the same type of trouble?
It's very possible. Generally speaking, I think because of the way the voting has gone, not the voting, but the polls have gone so far, the age isn't necessarily the big issue. But if you're like Bernie Sanders, and unfortunately you begin to have a medical issue as a result of that, an apparent result of that, then I think that does factor in. But again, this is like Deval Patrick getting in. All this is about the desperation as they look around at these candidates and they say to themselves, oh my goodness, we don't have any electable candidates really on the Democrat scene right now. It's not going to be Kamala Harris. It's not going to be Spartacus. And it's not going to be Bernie Sanders. And Elizabeth Warren is completely unelectable. And I think desperation is also setting in at the Democrat Party.
You want to make a bet?
Sure.
Bloomberg isn't the last one in the race. There'll be more people.
Probably
as we get closer to the first of the year.
Well, sure, because they understand that they can't beat Donald Trump on the merit.
Mm-hmm.
They have to find something else, and that's why the impeachment is being done for political reasons, to try to damage a political candidate. Talk about trying to interfere in our voting mm-hmm. process here. That's what they're doing.
Now, I did talk about this when we started the show, that there was a big time winter storm headed from the Pacific inland. And you folks out there in California, you folks out there in Oregon, you folks out there in the mountain and peaks and the Sierra Nevadas in the north and the Sierra Nevadas in the south, you need to know that a winter storm warning will be valid from about 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, until Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, probably late in the evening. But what you're about to get is above 2,000 feet, you'll get 1 to 2 feet of snow. In the meantime, in the higher peaks, the higher areas, Donner in particular, 3 feet of snow minimum. Now, there'll be major traffic delays going over the mountain passes. There'll be chain controls and possible road closures. There'll be near whiteout conditions at times because of the snow that's coming down. And travel is highly discouraged, especially going over the mountain passes. If you're going to go somewhere, you might want to think about going right now, huh, Kyle?
Well, exactly right, because it will be very treacherous once these storms begin to arrive, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And again, I'm looking at the winter storm warning. I'm looking at the winter storm watches. I'm looking at the just general snows all together. And right there by you, didn't you tell me that you had a mountaintop that still had some snow on it because it warmed up or something? But it's going to get a lot whiter.
Yeah, well, we had just a little bit of rain come in late last week, and so we got the first sort of rain of the season, and we had a little bit of snow on the distant mountaintops. But, yes, it's going to get a lot more, and I understand, Captain, that as we go through this week here in our area, we could have some pretty heavy rainfall in the Orange County area, Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Riverside counties here in my local area.
Yeah, the lower elevations. And, of course, plural storms, are going to move across and into the Midwest, and they'll continue to move across, all the way to, all the way to Wisconsin by probably the end of the week. It looks like we'll have snow in the area, but we'll get into all that with our Truckers Highway and Byway report. But just to let you know, coming in from the west, there's back-to-back storms, and you're the one sitting out there, Kyle, so what do you think you'll need to do?
Well, I'm gonna hunker down. here we're coming up on the Thanksgiving holiday and all that. I'm not traveling, so I'll just be hunkering down.
And when we come back, folks, more with Kyle Warren. And by the way, the media tried like hell last week to sell the story on the impeachment thing, but guess what? The public isn't buying it. I got all the numbers right here. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has been asked to resign, and there's three different reasons as to why.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he asked Spencer to leave because he bypassed chain of command and talked with the White House to quietly resolve Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's demotion. President Trump is tweeting that large cost overruns contributed to Spencer's firing. Spencer himself has released a letter. He says he was fired because of his refusal to follow an order that he thought would violate good order and discipline, saying it was unethical. Some winter weather is forecast for this weekend in the Midwest and Northeast. AAA's Jeanette Casolano.
We recommend leaving any day other than Wednesday. Wednesday is definitely going to be the worst, especially between the 2 and 7 p.m. time period, depending on which city you're in.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Now, they insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I will tell you, if you go to the website, geico.com, that you can type in your zip code, and you'll wind up with either your local agent that's there, or you'll wind up with them asking you if you want a quote or what they can do to help you. Now, if you just want to see what it would cost you to save money, which a lot of people do, I'm one of them, at Geico Insurance, you can find out by typing in your zip code and asking for a quote. It's just that simple. Now, remember, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, too. They can insure your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your snowmobile, your Ski-Doo, whatever. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your Geico insurance agency. They can bundle it together, and they can save you a bundle in the process. Just that simple. So, again, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Go over there, check them out, and see what they can do to save you money. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yesterday, Jonathan Turley was on CBS Sunday. Jonathan Turley is not by any stretch of the imagination a conservative or a Republican, correct?
Exactly, yes.
And let's listen to what he had to say, because it's kind of interesting, because he said the Democrats have to decide if they want a real or a recreational impeachment. Here we go.
I want to ask
ask you about the other development that we still don't quite have clarity on, which is, A, what Rudy Giuliani's real role is. He's been very vocal in the past 24 hours or so. But also the fact that he himself is now the subject of an investigation. Is that a part of this story that you think needs to be fleshed out before Democrats go any farther?
It is. I mean, the Democrats have to decide if they want a real or recreational impeachment. A real impeachment means calling people like Giuliani and others to appear and then compelling them to appear. You can't create the shortest period of investigation in history for an impeachment and then impeach a president for failing to turn over documents in that period because he went to the courts. If that is obstruction for a president to seek judicial review in a conflict with Congress, then you could have impeached every living president, particularly Barack Obama, who made the same type of extreme interpretations when he refused documents of witnesses in Fast and Furious. So, you know, at some point, adult supervision has to kick in here. And we have to decide, are we really trying to remove this president? And if so, the case has to be made.
Now, you heard that, right, Kyle?
Yes.
We also heard something else from Rudy Giuliani. He has an insurance policy of some sort protecting the president that will go directly against the Democrats and might come back to squarely bite them in the butt. And they've got to be wondering what that is and whether or not they should proceed against Rudy, because Rudy will turn around and release those documents or whatever it is. And then what?
Well, yeah, one might think that he, you know, obviously has done a lot of investigating. In fact,
of course,
one of the things that he said in the midst of all these new revelations and in the midst of the impeachment inquiry was, you know, I went to Ukraine because I have to defend my client. And again, even that very statement, Captain, resonates with the American voter and the American people, because they understand that there's a certain amount of fairness, just like we heard Professor Turley talking about. Again, the idea that, you know, we have the ability in this country to seek a judicial review of some action coming against us, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so the American people understand the fundamental fairness and the fundamental unfairness that the Democrats have shown.
Well, hold on a second. We've got Ian on the line, so let's see here. Good morning, Ian. What's up?
Yeah, I got a comment and then a question, and I want to hear your answer and then hang up. Yeah, you're talking about fairness. I agree with you. But let me tell you what's going to happen come election time. Because it's Trump, all kinds of shenanigans, ballot stealing, election stealing, poll stealing is going to be justified by otherwise normal Democrats because it's Trump. In other words, because it's Hitler, we can do anything we want, no matter how underhanded. That's the rationale. That's my comment. And my question is, to the captain, what is up with this stuff with the DOD that's persecuting Eddie Gallagher and these other guys? They will not let up. What is up with this nonsense that they're harassing our warfighters? And, oh, by the way, Bush W. did the same thing. Let's not give them the pass. There's guys sitting in Leavenworth because of W. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, well, I'll answer the second thing first. Number one, the president pardon three individuals. That means that everything else is over and done with. There's no taking away the Trident. There's no taking away the Special Forces pin. There's none of that that can be done. Now, would they like to try to? Sure. The Navy Secretary tried, and what happened to him, Kyle?
Well, that's right. He's a goner now, out of the job.
Now, why did this all come about? Because of the, at the time, the rules of engagement being determined by the JAG officers on the ground with the units, and this all started now probably a little bit along the way with George W. Bush. We had JAG lawyers with the troops there to begin with, but definitely with Barack Obama, when the rules of engagement changed, and we had more of our troops being killed in a per data ratio. More and more of our troops were being killed under Barack Obama because of the stupid rules of engagement they had in place. Now, the first thing Donald Trump did was change those.
Exactly right. And because President Trump understood that, you know, you want to give the warfighters the ability to actually fight the war and fight the enemy.
Yep. Now, as far as the other thing goes, I'll let you answer that.
Well, you know, and I appreciate what Ian said, yeah, about fairness and about, but yeah, the shenanigans that will ensue because it's Trump, and this is something I've said, you know, as well, you know, when it comes to things like our fundamental rights under the Constitution, you know, our right to face our accusers, all these little things that we sort of take for granted, over time in our country, well, we can just toss those out the window because it's Trump, and Ian is exactly right. And I think that mm-hmm. people will find a way to justify it. These otherwise garden variety Democrats in the government
yep.
Will find a way to justify
now,
it.
Now, are they going to try to do vote harvesting? Absolutely. They tried it the last election around, remember?
Yeah, they sure did.
And they're going to try it again. But guess what? The jig is up. The Republicans are well aware of what it is that they did before. That it's been like a work in progress. They happen to have a whole bunch of training seminars and things going on right now for people. There are going to be all kinds of poll watchers and people that are out there watching the precincts like you've never seen before.
Well, that's right, because for the left, it's all hands on deck, but mm-hmm. for the right, for conservatives, it's also the same. The landscape has changed, and you have to adapt, and that's exactly what they're doing.
And Americans for Prosperity is actually hiring people to put them out there at the various polls to watch and to observe, which they will be considered observers, to observe what's going on, and when they see an irregularity, they'll be reporting an irregularity. For example, I found out Saturday night, my friend George, the godfather, found a woman who was dead, actually knew a woman was dead, and she surfaced again and registered to vote in another county in South Florida.
Wow. You see, it's,
now that's one that we know of.
Yeah, and it's insidious.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. And again, yeah, people will justify that somehow, but at the same time, though, you know, President Trump, I think, is going to do very, very well. That being said, there will be a massive fraud effort, and it will not just be people trying to do things behind the scenes or, you know, in the shadows, but it's going to be sort of this whole sort of movement, you know, amongst, you know, the those many in the media and so forth who are going to, you know, try to say or poo-poo any kind of irregularity that is actually found. They'll say, oh, this is just, you know, pro-Trumpers desperately trying to get their guy back in the office and that kind of stuff.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to be running out of time here, so tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And you just never know what's going to happen next, and of course, that's why you're the professor of politics, and we appreciate everything that you do for the program, and the people appreciate what you do, too, and I get a lot of compliments.
Oh, that's great to hear. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Well, we will let you go, and I will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Here comes the music, and when we come back, oh, boy, have we got a humdinger of a trucker's report to give you, because it is going to be an interesting week to the north. Cold in the south for a couple, 3 days. It'll be nicer on Thanksgiving Day, but if you're traveling the highways and byways, and you're in a semi or a car, you might want to listen to what I'm about to tell you. We'll be right back right after this break. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right peep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's Ray Carlisle. He's rooster cruising tonight. We're going to get right to the weather here because we got to. There's so much of it to tell you about. This portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And you guys out west, the Flying J's out there, you will be camped out. And some of them, I guarantee you, because here we go. A coastal storm will impact New England through Monday, bringing local heavy rain, gusty winds, gale force winds along the coastal areas, and wintry precipitation to the interior. Now, there will be some hazardous travel conditions expected, as there will be some heavy snow in the northern parts of New Hampshire, of Maine, going up into Nova Scotia, going up into Quebec, and of course that snow will continue all the way to the Canadian border from New Hampshire straight across. About halfway up Maine, there will be scattered snow flurries and along the I-95 corridor from around Kittery all the way to the Nova Scotia line. So keep that in mind. Now, there also will be high winds in eastern New York across a lot of New England today as this coastal system moves up and away from the United States. Meantime, here we go. Hazardous travel conditions are expected out west for the next 3 to 4 days. An active weather pattern will return and set up over the western U.S. states this week. Several storm systems, I've seen three so far, several storm systems will bring rounds of heavy mountain snow, rain, strong winds, and some flooding in various areas along the southwestern desert floor. Now, here's what we got going. If you are in Oregon, and you're going to be coming down the Grape or down Cabbage into the Hood Valley, you are probably going to be starting to see some snow tomorrow. And it will continue as it moves to the east. Right now, there are some snow showers in northern Montana. That will all kind of nestle into the next system that's coming in behind the one that's already there in southwestern Oregon. Most of California, there's another one coming in behind it, a second one, that will affect Washington, Oregon, Northern California. And then there's a third one that will affect the same three areas again, all within the next 3 to 5 days. So, here we go. You have a winter storm warning along I-5 from the California line on up about 100 miles into Oregon. You have a general snow advisory to the east of Medford, Oregon, but once again, above 2,000 feet, which is where the snow will start, 1 to 2 feet will be expected in most areas over the next 2 to 3 days, and above that, the higher you go, the more of the snow, 3 feet or more in the higher peaks. Now, Northern California, Reno, Nevada, I-80. I-5 going north again, Northern California, Redding north. You'll have rain to begin with, but then that rain will turn around and become snow in the higher elevations. And again, 2,000 feet and up, it will be snow, 1 to 2 feet. That'll be all the way down in the mountain range, the Sierra Nevadas, all the way down to the San Bernardino Mountains, down into the Ontario, California area. Now, this will continue over into Nevada. Because not only Reno, but coming out of Las Vegas, you are going to have a mixture of high winds. You will have a mixture of, it looks like, rain, possibly sleet, possibly freezing rain. There will be some snow in the forecast over the next couple of days. Again, moving down to the desert floor, further down into California and the western part of Arizona, there will be rain. There could be some flash flooding in the desert there. High winds across I-40 for the next day or so until this system starts moving to the east. Utah, you are going to have a rain-snow mixture starting out when you hit the Utah line, coming out of Nevada, coming out of Arizona. And it will take you all the way to Wyoming, where you'll have a general snow until you get up towards Elk Mountain. And then from Elk Mountain east all the way across I-80, halfway across Nebraska. They have a winter storm warning posted starting tomorrow. And going further up the line into South Dakota, you have general snow will be falling there, but that's subject to change. You'll also have the southern, southwestern, and southeastern and central part of Minnesota, in snow. That snow will continue over into Wisconsin. Madison, you'll see it. Northwestern Wisconsin, you'll see it. High winds up on the lake, and that snow will continue to move to the east, northeast out of there. Also down onto Kansas, you'll have a general snow along with a winter snow, winter storm warning east of Denver. Going out to about 50 miles into Kansas as it stands right now. Not to forget about Nebraska, where you're going to have snow. The western half of your state will be under a winter storm warning. And Colorado, winter storm warning from Denver east into Nebraska, into Kansas, up into Wyoming. General snow to the west. There could be a big accumulation on top of the mountain passes west of Denver. You got high winds tonight down in New Mexico. High winds in the panhandle of Oklahoma. Also around Amarillo, Texas, down into Lubbock, further down south. Down to about Fort Stockton in Texas. And you've got moving to the east, the northern upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. You have some high winds up there as the weather is starting to settle in. And if it follows the track that it looks like it's going to follow, I-80, I-70, I-40, halfway across the country, you're going to have lots of interesting travel. Because of the snow, because of the rain, because of the sleet, because of whatever it is it's going to be doing where you're at. And again, the higher the elevations, the more the snow. So if you guys that are sitting out there in California can get loaded right away and get moving, you'll be fine. Otherwise, you just might want to take a few days off and stay out in California. Because just about anywhere you go in the higher elevations, 2,000 feet and up, and that pretty much takes care of Tehachapi, El Cajon, the Grapevine, pretty much takes care of all of those to where you know that you'll wind up probably having to chain, because California is always going to do that when they get a significant amount of snow. And again, 2,000 feet, 1 to 2 feet, and the higher you go, the more the snow. 3 feet, possible 4 feet, 5 feet, feet. Yeah, you got it. And Donner, you guys up there in Reno tonight, I'm pretty sure that you'll be letting me know what's going on there, because we got a really good group of people in Reno to listen to us on AM 1180 KCKQ. And hello to Eddie and a bunch up there. All right. Coming back, Ms. Rosemary will be on the air right after the top of the hour. The news coming your way right now. And I shall return. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.